Welcome to another biblically based look into today's news from Christian Voice New Zealand. Now here's Mike Bain.
Hi there, come on in and let's play the blame game. Part of my day now is to watch Parliament's Question Time, not because it's riveting, educational or even entertaining. But like all television shows, you get sucked into the plot and you want to see what happens next. Parliament's Question Time is a bit like that. On one side, you have the government being questioned by the bad guys on the other side of the house about policies and comments. The minister in charge will face a barrage of questions and every time will deflect their response to the previous government's inadequacies. But surely, after 5 years of governing, you would think that the Labour government would accept and take responsibility for its own shortcomings and, to be honest, their mishandling of the economy. But, you know, they're quick. They are. They're quick to trot out the opinions of the IMF, the United Nations, and point to where New Zealand sits in the OECD. All very well, but when the polls are showing less confidence by the constituency at large in their ability to fix things like housing, food shortages, health and welfare, it doesn't matter because someone from outside says, hey, they're doing great. But the thing about blaming others is nothing new. You've only got to go back to the Garden of Eden, because this is where it started. That is, if you believe the Bible account. But even if you're one of those people who believe in fairy tales, you've got to admit there's no other story like it. Eve was deceived by the devil. No one will ever dispute that fact. But the account in Genesis 3 reads, "When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food, and pleasing to the eye and desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband, who was there with her, and he ate it." Now, I want you to note that the conversation was between the devil and Eve. Adam was just a bystander at this stage. In verse 7, we read that the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized that they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. Then we read they heard God and hid. Skip a verse, and God calls out to Adam, "Hey, where are you?" Now, Adam was a chap who walked and talked to God daily, but on this day, he knew he had done wrong, and he wasn't going down for this. In verse 10, we read, he answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?" Well, the man, that's Adam, says, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it." So there it is, right there, the start of the blame game. In life, how many times have we played this game? How many times have we not taken responsibility for our own actions? Eve accepted she had been deceived by the greatest con artist ever. She accepted responsibility for her actions, but not Adam. Sad to say, but since then, men have used that lame excuse for years, blame the wife. So you see what happens in our House of Representatives is no different. Throughout time, everybody now refuses to accept responsibility for the things which go wrong in life. It's always someone else's fault. It's the weather. It's the referee. Quite often it is. And it's the rules, or in the Labour Party's case, it's 9 long years of neglect under a national government. You know, we can all blame someone else for who and the way we are. But you know, no matter where we come from or whoever our parents are, they are not responsible for the person you see standing in the mirror. You know, Psalm 130 says, "I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made." Now look, you may have flaws, but even though you and I are fearfully and wonderfully made, hey, we all have them. But let's move on and look for the real beauty that's inside of us. Each one of us can blame something because of the way we look, the way we feel, or the circumstances we're in. You know, I love this quote from Eleanor Roosevelt, who says, "No one can make you feel inferior without your consent." But take the lesson from the strengths of Job. He accepted his afflictions and he refused to blame anyone else. Our leaders may blame the previous government for their own inadequacies, but they're the ones in office, and rather than looking forward, they're a bit like the wife of Lot, who kept looking behind them. In Lot's wife's case, she turned into an inanimate pillar of salt, unable to move on, just like our government. Hey, last word for ourselves and of those who occupy the House of Representatives, again from Eleanor Roosevelt. She said, "We can often change our circumstances by changing our attitudes."
Thank you for watching. Help us to spread this message by sharing it within your own network. If you want to see more messages like this one, simply hit the subscribe button. For more information about our work, or if you're moved to donate the price of a cup of coffee, jump online to our website, christianvoicenewzealand.com.